The way of the prophet is the way of success. The way of the prophet is the way of success. The way of the prophet is the way of success.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Rasulallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Habiballah. As-salatu was-salamu alayka ya Nabiyallah wa ala alika wa sahabika ya Nurallah. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to the beautiful program of Madani Channel, Sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in this program we discuss topics which are related to the wonderful, wonderful actions and sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that we can educate ourselves about the loved actions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and try to implement them in our lives, so that inshallah azza wa jal, we live our lives as the true devotees of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we claim that we are the lovers of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But in this program, we will learn that how to implement the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, so that our actions also prove what we claim. So inshallah azza wa jal, when we educate ourselves about the beloved sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, it will be easier for us to also try and wherever possible implement the sunnahs of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in our life. So please watch this program from the beginning to the end, inshallah. We have a very, very beautiful topic, alhamdulillah. But before we get into the topic, let's listen to a fadilat, an excellence of sending salawat upon the most noble prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the closest to me on the day of judgment will be the one who will recite the most durood sharif in this world. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The topic we are discussing today is, you know, we often talk about anger and we talk about forgiveness. We talk about tolerance, that a person should not get angry and necessarily a person should try to control his anger. But along those lines, there is another wonderful, wonderful element. There is a beautiful characteristic, a very beautiful topic. And the topic is softness. Yes, narmi, softness. Meaning, no matter what we do, no matter what happens to us, we are cool and calm. That's our topic. Cool and calm. Softness. So about softness, a wonderful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Sayyiduna Jabir radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah, the closest one, the person who will be the closest to me, will be those from amongst you who have good akhlaq, who have good character. So subhanallah azza wa jal, a person who has good akhlaq, a person who is soft, a person who shows love towards others will be the closest to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam on the day of judgment. We all want the closeness of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the best of creation, the best of mankind, our beloved master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Imagine being close to him. You know, if somebody who is very well known, who is influential, comes in your area or locality, you all want to meet him, you all want to go close to him. He's a very big sheikh, a very big Islamic scholar. Say for example, Abdul Habib Attari, Rukneshura, Malana Abdul Habib Attari, if he comes in your locality, you know, how we wish that we get close to him, how we wish that we are sitting in the first row and listening to his lectures. Imagine Shahzada Attar, Haji Ubaid Raza Attari comes in your locality. You want to try your best that you get close to him. You shake his hands, you kiss his hands. Nigrani Shura, Maulana Muhammad Imran Attari, if he comes. These are just examples. And then imagine, Imagine Amir al-Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, comes in your locality, comes in a nearby masjid, and you know that Amir al-Sunnat, Mawlana Ilyas Qadri, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, his lecture after Isha Salah, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, at so and so place. We will try our best that we are there in the very first row so that we get the closest seat towards Amir al-Sunnat. We get that closest spot near Amir al-Sunnat, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya. So in this world, when there is an Islamic scholar, an influential personality, a person whom we love, a person whom we admire, if that person comes, we want to be close to that person. Then imagine the master of all, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the beloved of all the beloveds, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Don't we want his closeness in paradise? Definitely we want. So we have the solution for that as well. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has told us, you know, if you go somewhere, there are tickets. You know, you want to board an airline, there is a ticket. You want to go somewhere, you have a certain voucher or something. So Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has clearly told us, you want the closeness? This is the formula. This is the method. This is the way you can get it. And what's that way? That person will be close to Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, who has a good akhlaq, a good character. So let's be amongst those who has good akhlaq. Let's be amongst those who are soft. And let's be amongst those who love others. When we love others, inshallah ta'ala, others will also love us. And when we love one another, inshallah, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall descend upon us. Another beautiful narration of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Sayyiduna Abdullah bin Mughaffal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who show softness and grants them that reward which the generous people also do not get. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the action of softness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who have this characteristic of softness. And on this action of softness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards that person so much that a person who may be spending millions and millions in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of course he is getting the reward, but he is not getting that special reward. Meaning that softness comes with a special reward which no other action can attain. Softness has an amazing reward, subhanallah azza wa jal. So let's try to be soft and let's attain the special blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala prefers softness for every matter. Another wonderful hadith, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends for goodness with a certain family, with a certain household, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instills in their hearts mutual understanding and love for one another. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts softness in their hearts for one another. Allahu Akbar, such a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala intends goodness with a certain family, those family members will feel the essence of love for one another in their heart. They will feel softness for one another in their hearts. Definitely, this is undoubtedly a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, in homes, we see parents are fighting, children are fighting, husband and wife are fighting. This is wrong, that is wrong. And small issues. They will quarrel with one another. They will scream and shout at one another. But if a house which is peaceful, a house in which the members of the family love one another, a family in which the members of the family are soft towards one another, imagine how beautiful that family will become. Imagine how beautiful the atmosphere of that house will become. That is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is softness. Let's try to adopt this softness. Let's try to be soft in our matters. Let's try to be soft in our approach. If we are talking to our children, let's talk to them with softness. If you are children who are watching me, talk to your parents with softness. If husbands are watching, please be soft towards your wives. If wives are watching, be soft towards your husbands. Let's be soft to one another, inshallah ta'ala. This softness will create love for one another. It will increase love for one another in our hearts. And when we love one another, when we are soft for one another, inshallah azza wa jal, the quarrels, the shouting, the screamings, and the fights will all be minimized. Inshallah azza wa jal. Another wonderful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ummul Mu'mineen, Hadrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha reports that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, the person who is blessed with softness, the person who is blessed with softness is actually blessed with a portion from the goodness of this world and the hereafter. Meaning he is a person who is blessed from the goodness of the world and the hereafter. Such a blessing is softness. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another hadith. Ummul Mu'mineen, Hadrat Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha narrates that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the bestower of favors and he prefers and loves softness in every matter. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Another wonderful narration. Subhanallah azza wa jal. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do you know that upon whom is Jahannam haram? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, when he was present among the Sahaba, mentions, do you know upon whom is Jahannam haram? Allahu Akbar. The Sahaba alayhim ar-Ridwan humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, indeed Allah and his messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam know the best. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam replied, Subhanallah azza wa jal. The person who has a soft tongue, he is soft spoken, a person who has a soft nature, a person who is tolerant, and a person who is good in terms of meeting with other people, meaning he is a person who is affectionate when it comes to interacting with others. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Upon such a person, Jahannam is haram. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another wonderful, wonderful, beautiful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And it is a hadith which is very short in terms of words, but subhanallah, it is an ocean in terms of meaning. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said that narmi, softness is barakat. Softness is barakat. Softness is blessing. And sakhti, which is being harsh, which is being hard. Being harsh and being hard is actually a curse. Softness is a mercy. Softness is a blessing, but on the other hand, harshness is actually a curse. It's not a liked action. Softness is a liked action, but being hard upon something is an action which is actually disliked. Allahu Akbar. Another wonderful hadith of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said that the person who likes that he be protected from the heat of Jahannam and gets the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so he should be a person who is soft to the people and not hard to the people. He should be a person who is not hard towards the Muslims. He is not hard. In fact, he is soft. Who? For who is this? It is for that person who requires to be saved from Jahannam. We all want to be saved from Jahannam. If you want to be saved from the heat, from the fire of Jahannam, if you want the shade of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all we have to do is be soft to the people and stop being hard towards the people. Another wonderful narration, and this narration is about Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the first Khalifa of Islam, the most honored and noble after the Anbiya alayhim salatu wassalam. Subhanallah, such a wonderful companion of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. He was so soft. Subhanallah, the narration says that he was so soft, he was so kind, he was so tolerant that his name was Al-Awwa, meaning his title became, he became famously known as Al-Awwa. Al-Awwa means a person who is soft-hearted and a very soft person, a very soft-natured and a very soft-hearted personality. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. And this softness, the attribute of being soft, the attribute of not being harsh, we see it in the biography of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, subhanallah azza wa jal, if you are listening to this, from the beginning, there are numerous ahadith which have already been presented. But there's so many other ahadith as well. But in these ahadith, we listen about the excellences of being soft and how much liked it is to be soft, to be a person who has a soft nature, to be a person who has a soft heart. But now let's look at practically how soft our beloved master sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was. How was the softness of my beloved Aqa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam? Subhanallah azza wa jal, such an amazing waqiyah. You know, in this waqiyah, we get to learn a lot, really. If we look at it and listen to it attentively, there are so many things we can actually implement in our lives. Once there was a person, he came in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Listen to this carefully. What does he say? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, give me the permission of fornication. Give me the permission of adultery. Allow it for me, basically. Just imagine this. Meaning, it is a statement of utmost daring. Meaning, a person is going to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and saying, allow me fornication. Make fornication permissible for me, in other words. So the companions alayhim ridwan, the sahaba who were present there, they got angry. And it was right. Because obviously the statement was such. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam calmed them down. The sahaba was so angry that they wanted to go to that person and put him right, basically. But Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam calmed them down and brought this person closer to himself. Subhanallah. This is our kind Aqa-e-do Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Our soft Aqa-e-do Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Such a soft nature, such soft-spoken and such soft-hearted personality. Subhanallah. Brought the person closer to himself and asked him, subhanallah, very humbly, very softly, very kindly, that what you are asking me for. Imagine such an action being done with your mother. Would you like it? This person said, no, definitely. Would you allow it? No, definitely, I cannot allow it. Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then asked, such an action being done with your daughter, would you like it? Would you allow it? He said, no, how could I? Definitely not. I can definitely not allow it. I can definitely not like it. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, such an action being done with your sister, would you like it? Again, he said, no, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I can never like such a thing and I can never allow it. Allahu Akbar. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam asked, such an action being done with your aunt, would you like it? He said, no, definitely. I cannot let it. I cannot allow it. Allahu Akbar. Like this, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned many other more relatives, that with so-and-so relation, if this is done with your mother, with your sister, with your daughter, with your auntie, etc. And on every step, he said, no, definitely. I can never allow it. I can never like such an action. Then Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, then how would you like it when you commit such a sin with someone else? Allahu Akbar. When Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam mentioned this, that person was shaken up. And then the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put his hand, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam put his hand on the chest of that person and said, Ya Allah azza wa jal, purify this man's heart. Allahu Akbar. As a result of which, subhanallah, the narration mentions that after that, for the whole remaining life, that person never ever went close to fornication. Subhanallah azza wa jal. See, the result of softness of Sarkari Alam sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, master of the universe, our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us soft. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our speech soft. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our heart soft. Hey falahu kamrani, narmi o asani mein, har bana kaam bigad jata hai nadani mein. That every success, that success is in kindness. And when a person is harsh, a fixed game as well can be spoiled because of that. A person's whole fixed plan can become ruined just because of hardness. You know, nowadays we feel that being hard or being harsh is actually a signature of being powerful or influential. No, that does not portray your power. That does not portray your influence. That if you are harsh at something, come on, man, what's wrong with you guys, man? No, this is not right. What you are doing? What do you think of yourself? Do you know me? Do you know who am I? This is not the signature. This is not the recognition of power. This is not the recognition of you being influential. This is not the recognition of you being famous. This is not the recognition of you being big. This is actually the recognition of the mindset. It shows that your mind is hard. Your heart is hard. Your mind likes harshness. It does not like softness. But when a person is soft, this is not contrary to being powerful. Come on, who is more famous than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is more influential than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is more VIP, the way we understand, than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Who is more wealthier than Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? My beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alaihi wasallam, although lived a life of poverty, but he is the richest and richest and richest. Subhanallah, why not? He is the owner of this dunya. He is the owner of Jannah. But yet, look at his softness. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. So let's try to be soft. Because when we are spoken to, we prefer that we are spoken in a soft tone. So we should also prefer the same for others as well. Let's be soft. Let's be caring. Let's be people who love one another. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. This is a sunnah of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Let's try to understand it. Let's try to remember it, and most importantly, let's try to practice it. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The way of the Prophet is the way of success. The way of the Prophet is the way of success. The way of the Prophet is the way of success.